Good morning to you, and as promised, I want to welcome to the Awake with Drake show this morning, Pastor Faye Avis. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on the show and get set up this morning. Now, you're in Greenville, South Carolina, correct?
I am. I live right downtown Greenville.
And you, the reason we're speaking is you have a new book out called A Second Day, which is a hopeful journey out of suicidal thinking. And this time of year, Reverend Avis, I know that is something that is it plagues many people, even some that go through the rest of the year maybe making it okay.
It is something that's difficult this time of year. There are lots of triggers for people that can cause them to feel depressed or anxious and can trigger suicidal thinking. Any kind of sense of loss, or even when you're in a situation where you're struggling with a loss of some kind and everyone else is celebrating, it can make you feel isolated and alone, and isolation is one of the big triggers for suicidal thinking.
You tend to go into yourself even further when you see that kind of thing, don't you?
Exactly. And, you know, David Litz was the director of the suicide prevention program for the Surgeon General's office, and I was talking to him one day, and he said, you know, we're getting lots of research now on suicide, and people suicide for lots of reasons, but it basically comes down to two, a loss of hope and a loss of social connection or a sense of isolation. So as people feel more hopeless about their life, they feel trapped, they feel like there's no future for them, and as they feel like they're isolated, that there's no one there for them, their risk of suicide actually goes up. So having this, even this kind of conversation that we're having right now that hopefully people can hear, they can realize they're not alone, and it's sometimes it's a small thing that can help save a person's life.
I'm certainly hoping so. That's why I wanted to speak to you, as I have been faced with this myself. And, Pastor, now, one thing I want to ask you about, because, you know, this is such a serious thing and such a powerful thing that folks, you know, often turn to clergy as a respite or relief. And you, as a pastor yourself, were faced with this contemplation, and I want to find out how you yourself kind of pulled yourself out of that.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, I found myself in that position, and I'm not that much different from many other people who think about suicide. Mm-hmm. You know, it's important for folks to realize that people who die by suicide don't want to die. They don't know how to live with what's in their life.
Right.
That's the problem. And
yeah,
so
miserable.
For me, I was in a job that was really difficult for me. It was high pressure, but I felt like I couldn't leave it because that's where my medical benefits were. That's where my retirement was.
Uh-huh.
And then I was going through a major life transition with a divorce, and there were financial issues and creditors calling me.
Wow.
And all of that begins to stack up, and I just became desperate, and finally, you know, eventually suicide became an option for me in my thinking. And so I wrote this book because we just don't have that many stories of people who have thought about suicide and found a way out of that. I mean, we get lots of attention, right, to someone like Robin Williams and, you know, why he died. But we have very little attention to why people choose to live. What is it that helps people get out of that thinking? And that's why I wrote the book, was to help people who are feeling hopeless begin to find a way out of that kind of thinking that can lead them to what I call a second day in their life.
And a lot of times, some of the people that are in the darkest places are the people that play themselves outwardly, like a Robin Williams, to be very outgoing and whatnot, but inside they're just a mess.
That's really an important point, because there are many people who are considering suicide around us that we may not realize it, or may not be you know, kind of aware enough to see the signs. About 6% of adults in the United States are considering suicide, so that's about 1 in 17. So if you think about 17 people in your life, family, friends, you know, work associates, any 17, statistically one of them is considering suicide. And when we look at reliable research on high school students, it's about 1 out of 6. If you know 6 high school students, one of them has seriously considered suicide in the last 12 months. So this is something that happens to people, and we need to be able to talk about it with folks, because we know that the moment somebody can talk to us about their suicidal thinking, their isolation goes down, right? Their relation and connection goes up, and the likelihood of saving their life goes up dramatically.
Laura, speaking with Faye Avis, who has written a book called A Second Day, A Hopeful Journey Out of Suicidal Thinking. And Faye, I've batted around here whether or not to say this or not, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I was in this very situation, and half of the stuff you rattled off for the reasons that you were in that situation, that and at least another onslaught of stuff all happening at once, plus doing this show for a fellow who I watched for 4 months slip away from us while doing a show and telling everybody everything was going to be fine at the same time really drove me to a place I've never been before in my life, and it just seemed like everything was going wrong, and that's where I was, and I ended up, it's caused me a lot of problems at work, because I ended up going to a hospital for it, and they ended up overreacting and causing all kinds of problems for me, too. But that's another thing with mental health, it's not taken seriously, in particular,
right,
in South Carolina,
right,
in the workforce.
Well, I really appreciate your talking about this, and this is exactly the kind of conversation we need, because I can tell you that I speak to a lot of audiences, and I say, there are folks here who have been impacted by this, who are being impacted by it today, and there are folks who've gone through a time where they seriously considered suicide, and now they've found a way out of that dark space, and I call them second day people, and I say to them, I would really like to meet you and really like to encourage you to tell your story. But today, if you just come up to me during a break and just tell me I'm a second day person, I can't tell you how many people do that. And often they're emotional. They may be crying, or you may hug or shake my hand, and they just say, I'm a second day person. And there are a lot of folks out there, and we're not, and they really have hopeful stories, and we're not getting those stories out. And I think that is an important part of preventing suicide, is getting stories of hope so that people feel more hopeful and they don't feel as alone. So thank you very much for sharing a little bit about your own journey.
Yeah, I feel like the more real I am with folks, the better off we'll all be. And this in particular, when I saw this release come out, I knew that we might could help somebody, especially this time of year, that might be in this situation or know somebody who's in this situation. And we're speaking with Faye Avis, who's written a book called A Second Day, A Hopeful Journey Out of Suicidal Thinking. Actually lives in Greenville, South Carolina. The book is available now, Faye?
It is. It's available on Amazon.
And I actually know a pastor who was in the same boat that you were in, Faye. And if you were speaking to a pastor right now that is in the situation you were in, what would you say to them?
Well, number one, if you're a pastor, I mean, for pastors to realize about themselves, it really is a tough, it's tough work to be a pastor. And this is happening to more pastors than you realize, because there's a stigma. We feel ashamed about this. We're pastors. We should be able to handle everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I always want people to know is you're not alone. This is happening to more people than you realize. So that's number one. You're not alone. Number two, get help. Call somebody. In fact, can I give you a suicide hotline number
Sure.
For folks to call if they need to talk to somebody?
Yes, sir, please do.
Okay. It's 1-800-273-TALK or 8255. So 1-800-273-8255. And that's a national number, but it will route you to local resources, and you can talk anonymously. So that would be the second thing I would say to pastors is, or to anyone who's listening to this program and is thinking,